I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ken, I know tonight's going to be a blast when we start off with warm-up beers and 80s jokes before we go on the air.
Yeah, we probably can't repeat what those jokes were.
No, we 100% cannot say that on the air.
Oh, I so want to. Come on!
Nope. I like my employment way too much. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Senior Grubbies. Now with two locations, the original spot in Carlsbad and the new spot up in Oceanside. Check them out at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy with me as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And our guest tonight, our guest of honor, it started today, the San Diego International Beer Festival at the fair. And it's going all weekend. We've got Chris and Brian, our representatives from the San Diego International Beer Festival. So we know Brian. Chris, what do you do around San Diego?
I handle the judging of all the beer.
Oh, you're a judger.
Yeah.
He's a judger.
I'm the judge coordinator for the San Diego County Fair.
You know what, Ken? We might actually have somebody who's more qualified to talk about beer than you are.
I make as I go along.
Don't give away the secret.
Stop it. BJCP, what does that stand for, really?
So the San Diego International Beer Festival is going on at the fair. This is a celebration of all the beers that have come in, that have meddled. How many beers are on tap this weekend at the fair for this?
It's over 400.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We're going to drink five tonight of particular distinction of different metal categories, different beer styles. We have plenty of time to talk about what's going on at the fair and when the people can drink beer. Let's drink some beer ourselves. What are we going to start with tonight?
That's a great idea. We're going to start, I guess, with the Warrior Contribution Ale that is done between Nickel Beer Company and Bitter Brothers.
And this beer took bronze, if my memory serves me correctly?
Yes, bronze in the gold category.
And I'm going to ask Chris, what classifies when you're judging a golden ale? What are you looking for stylistically?
You're looking for something that's first and foremost easy to drink. It doesn't want to have any one ingredient stand out. A little bit of balance between the malt and the hops. Quaffability.
So, having had this beer before, it is everything that you described. It has this wonderful yellow hazy color to it. It's got, you know, there's no one thing that overpowers the other. It's a really easy drinking beer. I'm surprised this didn't take gold the way it fits that category.
Honestly, the way these beers are done, it easily could have taken gold. It's just a matter of just when they pick it up and like. Either they're made right or they're not. It's a very delicate beer. There's nothing.
You can't hide.
There's no ingredients to hide behind or anything.
Not to take anything from the judges, but at the final, when you're picking the last three, it's almost a crapshoot. It's almost like close your eyes and pick one.
I like to call this a lawnmower beer. Oh, it's a daytime drinker.
It is a perfect fair beer.
Yes.
And if we're going to drink this, you want to enjoy this beer at the fair. We're going to tell you the sessions you can check out this weekend. But right now, we're going to start the program off with some more Zevon. Why not?
Yes.
Send lawyers, guns, and money, because I have a feeling it has hit the fan tonight. It's the Rock and Roll
My beer's gone.
Truth.
It's all 94.9. Really, did we just spend all that time talking about how the cinematic greatness of Cliffhanger?
Oh, you guys, we'll go there.
Again, I pay to see it again.
No, stop. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our friends from the San Diego International Beer Festival. We've got Chris and Brian. And I have to deal with this. We just started off the program with the Nickel Beer Bitter Brothers collaboration, Warrior Contribution Golden Ale, a bronze medal winner in the San Diego International Beer Festival, which is happening right now at the fair. If we want to go drink some of the beers that we're talking about tonight, I know there's different sessions. Do we have to buy tickets ahead of time? Do we get them online?
If you want, you can just show up and buy a ticket in line. You can buy them online in advance, and those are the two best ways to get them.
So the sessions this weekend are?
Saturday, we have 12 to 3, and then 4 to 7. Sunday, from 1 to 4.
And Sunday, you always manage to make this land on a Father's Day weekend. Sunday is a good day to take Dad and go drink beer at the fair. So just in case you screwed up and you didn't get Dad a present, grab a fair ticket, grab your admission to this, go take him, grab that early
session,
and enjoy.
So much better than pancakes at IHOP.
Oh,
don't think we didn't plan that out.
Yeah. Hey, that's perfect. Genius. Absolute genius.
Forget the tie. Get Dad drunk.
Speaking of genius, I know what this is just from the hazy appearance appearance and that sweet yet hoppy smell. Ooh. This is probably one of the most interesting concepts of a cider I have ever heard of.
Totally agree.
It was my intro into Newtopia. Newtopia Cider, they do nothing but ciders. This is what they call India Pale Cider, right?
Yep, IPC.
Now, obviously, ciders, meads, things, that these are a category within San Diego International Beer Festival. Mm-hmm. What did this place in all of that?
This, I believe, placed bronze. Mosaic hops, if I remember, with what they've been doing.
That is the all-purpose glory hop, isn't it?
There's a joke to call it a cheater hop. Because it's one of those ones where, like, it's no fail.
Hard to screw this one up.
He blends it right with the cider, Rick and Ryan. And
so, being a cider with hops in it, does it fit its own category? Is there a cider plus whatever category?
Oh yeah, there's a adjuncted cider,
specialty cider.
So that's technically what this would fit into. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If this took bronze, I want to know what the hell took gold.
It was actually a Citra cider.
Oh.
It was a tough choice too. It was a lot of talk about figuring out between the two which would go where. It was just like the Citra was more Citra versus the Mosaic being more Mosaic.
Yeah, see, if you both had an Idaho 7 in there.
Uh-huh. Take a break right now. We come back. I've got a couple of great songs because, it is Newtopia, and, you know, well, we're going to play Peter Tosh next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all we're drinking our way through Metal Winners tonight on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Chris and Brian from the San Diego International Beer Festival going on right now at the fair. You can check them out. You can get your tickets. You can go drink some beer. There were how many beers on tap again?
Over 400.
If you're interested at all in craft beer and you just want to have a great afternoon sampling and just enjoying the craft beer nerdisms in the world, this is a great place to check it out. We have been nerding out over a couple of different things. We just wrapped up the Newtopia IPC, that's their India Pale Cider, and we started off the program with the Warrior Contribution Ale. We're going to try one of my favorites, what got me into craft beer, Belgian style beers.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
It's another brewery we just had on recently, I can tell. Yep. Well, it's not a beer we drank with them. This is Society's The Harlot.
When Society came on, we drank the lager version of this beer.
Yes, we did.
But this has a Belgian yeast, so it's a totally different ride.
Now, Chris, when you're taking a beer like this, obviously Belgians can go a bunch of different ways. They can get bubblegummy, they can be clovey. When you're judging in this category, what are you looking for to stand out in a beer for you to go, all right, you know what, that's a beer that I need to recommend to somebody?
For me, I like the aromas of those Belgian yeast create those big giant estuary aromas, and I like that combination of kind of bubblegum and fruit and almost kind of a bready, yeasty aroma. That's what I like.
Yeah, and it's amazing how much of those flavors come from the yeast.
To me, I've always loved the Harlot. Where did this land in its meddling?
First place, gold medal.
Yes!
And it deserves it. Doug and that crew are amazing. They make it look easy sometimes.
This is another amazing. This to me is another one of those lawnmower beers. I would put this next to the Warrior Contribution Gold Nail just because it's so easy to drink. It goes down so smooth. You don't have to think about it. You just enjoy it.
Very social beer.
Yeah, this is also a beer that I think if you're sitting around a table, you're having conversation, and you're having this with food, it goes really well with food. Also, it warms up really well, too.
It's so well attenuated. It's got that nice, dry finish, clean. I feel smarter drinking this beer.
Ken, it's going to take a lot more than beer to make you smarter. we'll start with a police record and get some culture in here. since it's called The Harlot, we'll play Roxanne. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on All 94.9. While we sit here and drink and listen to music, we are talking about serious pro hacks you need to know. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with Ken and our friends Chris and Brian from the San Diego International Beer Festival happening right now and this weekend at the fair. You want to go drink some beer? You absolutely can. You can find all the details from the fair website. You can show up at the fair on Saturday or Sunday this weekend, grab passes to that, and enjoy. And the pro hack we were talking about as we were going through beers that we had just drank, like the Warrior Contribution Golden Ale, the Newtopia IPC, and we started talking about our love for Belgian beer since we just wrapped up Society's The Harlot. And one of the things you mentioned, Brian, was one of the pro hacks for the beer fest is to stay away from the IPAs but go towards the Belgians.
Yeah, there's an entire European section where it's all bottled beers, and there's going to be a pourer pulling them out of ice and pouring them for you. The opportunity to try beers that you're never going to normally try anywhere in San Diego.
Well, for instance, one of my favorite beers is the one that we're pouring out right now. This would be Delirium Tremens. This is
a medal winner as well.
This is a classic. I mean, I like the elephant.
You said they brought something that you don't normally find over here in the States either.
There's the cherry version of the Delirium Tremens where they add they add cherry flavor to it with natural cherries and stuff.
Don't forget the elderberries.
It's got the smelt of elderberries.
Delirium Red has cherry and elderberries.
I have had it once before, and I've had it at the San Diego International Beer Festival. So
you can have unlimited tastings of that.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying, dude.
I pretty much stand
and there's
there
no line. Like, you can just dip right there.
Yeah, because everybody's standing in line for the hazy IPA.
And same with Almanac beer. If you ever want to try some bomb Almanac sours, that's the easiest way to do it on the cheap.
And that's another thing. If you're not hip to Almanac, man, try some Almanac beers and experiment. That's what a beer fest like this is all about. It's not going from hoppy beer to hoppy beer because that's what you're used to. Try some weird stuff. Try things that are off the wall. Try things that you've heard about that aren't normally in your wheelhouse.
The name to pronounce the place, the probably you should try that beer even more. If it sounds like the Swedish chef wrote it, like, shirty-gurdy-gurdy-nerdy, and then like, dude, that's going to be some super clovey, super banana bready. It's a good time, man, and there's tons of food too.
Give me a brief description for anybody who's never ventured into this beer.
It's a classic European beer. It's one of the gateway beers on the West Coast, honestly, for like getting people into European beers and then eventually even craft beer.
And Chris has mentioned it. You know, one thing about Belgian beers is that nose. This has a very distinctive nose to it. This is one of those Belgian beers that I could probably smell and pick out of a lineup of 50 other beers just because it's so signature. It's so pronounced. It's so poignant. It is so damn good. That's why I love this beer.
And don't forget the elephant fruit cocktail.
Well, that's what it's named after, is the delirium, the sickness elephants. After.
Is that what it is? It's a fruit cocktail, isn't
it? That's what it smells like to me. It smells like a fruit cocktail.
Yeah.
But a fresh one, not some gross stuff from a can.
Not like the Del Monte. Like,
I don't know how to go into that, except I'm going to play a song right now. It's a rock and roll happy hour at Alt 94.9.
Yes.
Oh, we are down to our last beer tonight on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9, supported by Senior Grubbies. Now with two locations, the original spot in Carlsbad, now the new spot in Oceanside. Find them online at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And we've got Chris and Brian from the San Diego International Beer Festival happening right now, this weekend at the fair. Another reason to go to the fair, not just the fried food, not just the rides, not just everything else, but the beer. Lots and lots and lots of beer. More beer than you could possibly try to attempt to drink in one sitting.
Please don't try to drink all the beer at once.
Go sample some amazing wares. We've had tonight the Delirium Tremens. We had Society of the Harlot. We've had Newtopia's IPC and the Warrior Contribution Gold Nail from Nickel and Bitter Brothers. And tonight, well, I guess we're going to end it with something dark. And is this a gold medal winner? Is this a bronze?
Another gold medal winner.
Yes! Let's go with that gold, baby! What are we ending with tonight?
Founders Porter from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yep.
I was fortunate enough to drink a lot of this last summer in Indiana when I was out traveling.
You know, porters just don't get the respect they deserve anymore.
What respect do porters deserve exactly? Porters deserve,
because they're very drinkable. People are afraid of these dark beers. But
yeah, and also,
drinkable.
You know, when people first started brewing craft beer, look at Sierra Nevada. They had a porter, a stout, a pale ale. Porters used to be like, they were big. One of the first things on the craft beer scene, and everybody kind of like...
I've never found a better beer to blend with whiskey than a porter.
Ah!
I'll just tell you that right now.
Whiskey and porter together?
Oh, yeah. It's just...
Wow.
Or a pot of chili.
Or even bread.
Yeah.
Dude, this is liquid bread. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying, get some caramelization action going on some, you know, something.
Oh, no, dude, Chris has me. I mean, this with chili, just the roasty notes I'm getting out of this. And so
this is a style that I think needs to be promoted more aggressively. I think people have just forgotten about
this. This is the original stout. Porter's before the stout. So
what malt can do for a whole big flavor bomb compared to, you know, we're used to the big giant IPAs with the hop bombs. Well, this is like a malt bomb.
This shows midnight wheat can be your homeboy.
Is that what's giving it that does. Extra mouthfeel?
Midnight wheat basically draws a bunch of color and a little bit of mouthfeel on it, but man, it'll just get the tone set just right. And
boy, it's chocolatey and roasty
and dry
and drinkable. Just,
yeah. I mean, honestly, on a hot day like today, a vanilla scoop ice cream, like...
Oh, stop it. With a little drizzle of bourbon over the top of it?
Yes, sir, officer. twist my arm.
Goodness. So we want to find more details about the San Diego International Beer Festival.
SanDiegoBeerFestival.com.
So you'll find all the times there. You'll be able to get your tickets online. Or if you just happen to be at the fair, grab your passes, grab a session, and enjoy. Chris, Brian, thank you for amazing beers tonight.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thanks for picking some cool tunes. And we're going to go out with a little GNR since it's brown-ish. It's Mr. Brownstone. It's Rock and Roll Happy on Alt 94.9.
Woo!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.